Welcome to another English lesson provided by Ling Exam Language Academy. This is the Business English Vocabulary and Expressions Deep Dive, proudly provided by lingexam.com. Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're diving into a skill that's often underestimated, but is absolutely crucial for professional success: the art of professional small talk and rapport. Our goal for you, really, is to master the nuances of business small talk, arming you with the C1 level English to turn those casual chats into powerful, lasting connections.
Yes, and it's fascinating, isn't it, how a seemingly light conversation can lay the groundwork for, well, quite significant business relationships. We'll explore why small talk isn't just polite filler, it's actually a strategic tool. It's for establishing trust and genuinely creating those aha moments in your professional life. And for this, we've got some excellent material here from The Art of Professional Small Talk and Rapport. It's a fantastic resource for anyone looking to elevate their communication, especially, you know, at that C1 English level.
Exactly. And we're going to cover everything today, from how to effortlessly break the ice to navigating those really crucial cultural nuances. And of course, mastering that advanced vocabulary and those expressions that, you know, really make you stand out.
Precisely. So maybe let's start by clarifying what we actually mean when we talk about business small talk.
Yeah, that's a crucial distinction, isn't it? So what exactly is small talk in a business context? Think of it as those casual, friendly chats that kind of lubricate professional interactions, you know, before a meeting, during a coffee break, maybe after a presentation. It might seem like just filler, but it's really far from trivial.
Which brings us to the big question. Why is something that seems so simple so incredibly vital? Well, it boils down to human connection, even in a professional setting. Small talk is really the foundation for building rapport, establishing trust, and paving the way for strong business relationships. And at the C1 level, it's about leveraging, you know, nuanced vocabulary, keen cultural awareness, and advanced idioms to create a positive impression. To connect naturally with colleagues, clients, partners, it's definitely more than just exchanging pleasantries. It's about forging genuine links.
Right, so it's the connection itself, not just the words. And rapport, that's that sometimes elusive feeling of trust and connection, the click you get with someone. That just makes everything flow so much more smoothly. But how does small talk actually build that?
Yeah, well, think of it like a warm-up for a workout. You wouldn't just jump straight into the heavy lifting, would you?
No, definitely not.
Small talk is your communication warm-up. It helps in several key ways. First, it helps to break the ice. And this isn't just about saying anything. It's about choosing that perfect opening line sometimes, something that immediately puts everyone at ease, maybe by acknowledging a shared experience or the environment.
Okay.
Second, it allows you to establish common ground. This taps into our, you know, innate human need for connection and belonging. When someone feels you're sort of in their boat, their guard naturally lowers, paving the way for more significant conversations later.
That makes sense.
Third, it lets you create a positive first impression. You're showing openness, confidence, and importantly, emotional intelligence. And finally, it sets the tone for collaboration. It lays that foundation for future, more substantive discussions.
Okay, so we get what it is and why it's important. Mm. But what truly separates genuinely effective small talk from just, you know, polite chatter? What are its essential characteristics?
You've hit on a really key point there. Effective business small talk isn't accidental. It has distinct characteristics. First, it must be polite and respectful. That means focusing on safe, positive topics and actively avoiding anything controversial.
Right.
It needs to be balanced. Both parties should contribute, listen, and respond. It's a two-way street. Mm-hmm. Crucially, it must be culturally appropriate, showing your awareness of the context, the norms, and perhaps most importantly, it's purposeful. Even if it feels informal, good small talk isn't aimless. It's like a subtle reconnaissance mission, really. Gathering information, gauging personality, finding that entry point for the more substantive business conversation to come.
That makes perfect sense. A subtle reconnaissance. I like that. So, with that purposefulness in mind, what topics can our listeners confidently dive into? And which ones should they definitely steer clear of?
Hey, so for safe and effective conversations, you really want to stick to universally comfortable themes. The setting or the event is always a solid opener. How are you finding the conference so far, for example?
Mm-hmm. Simple enough.
Current events are usually good as long as they're non-controversial. Maybe something like, did you catch the opening keynote? Work or projects are excellent territory. What brings you to this event? Or what kind of projects are you working on these days? Travel and local recommendations are winners, especially if someone is visiting. Is this your first time in London? or any recommendations for dinner nearby. And of course, the classic universally safe opener, the weather. Can't go wrong there, usually. Industry trends are fantastic for connecting with peers. Have you noticed any new trends in our sector this year? And light personal interests can reveal common ground without getting too deep. Something like, I hear you're a keen cyclist. How did you get into that?
That's a really useful toolkit. Now, for the crucial flip side, the no-go zones. What absolutely needs to be avoided.
Precisely. And the real insight here, I think, is that small talk isn't meant to be a debate. It's a bridge. Its purpose is to create neutral, comfortable territory. Anything that forces a listener to kind of pick a side, even implicitly, risks burning that bridge before you've even started to cross it.
Right, destroying the purpose.
Exactly. So you absolutely must avoid topics like politics, religion, personal finances, or really anything potentially sensitive or divisive. This is about respecting professional boundaries and ensuring inclusivity, making sure everyone feels comfortable and respected in that interaction.
Okay. Very clear. Now, moving on slightly, this isn't just about what you say, is it? At the C1 level, it's very much about how you say it, with that polish and precision. We're talking specific language patterns that make your small talk sound natural and sophisticated, almost effortless.
Absolutely. At this level, you're moving beyond just basic questions to truly engage. Consider, how are you finding? It's much more open-ended and inviting than a simple, do you like?
Yeah.
Right. It pushes past a yes, no, and encourages more detailed response.
Yeah, prompts more.
Or, it's always a pleasure to meet someone from, to genuinely acknowledge their background or company. You could ask, what do you think of so far for an opinion? Or perhaps, is this your first time attending? When acknowledging someone's work, a phrase like, I couldn't help but notice your presentation on, it was very insightful, shows you were actually paying attention.
That's a good one.
To delve into their experience, have you been involved in projects like this before? That can open up a good discussion. And to show genuine curiosity about their journey, maybe that's an interesting perspective. How did you get started in this field? If you know their company, I've heard a lot about your company's work in what's it like to be part of that team. That can be very powerful. And even a simple, effective opener like, do you travel here often for business? Each of these subtly invites a deeper conversation, you see.
Yes, definitely. These are phrases you can immediately integrate into your vocabulary to sound more natural, more sophisticated. And building on that, we have some key expressions and idioms perfect for building rapport. We mentioned break the ice using that perfect opening line and establish common ground, finding those shared interests. But what about, say, when you want to follow up? You can always touch base with someone. That just means making contact or checking in briefly. And that satisfying moment when you finally meet someone you've only known from emails, you put a face to the name.
Ah, yes, a common one.
When you immediately connect with someone, you hit it off. If you find yourself in a similar predicament or situation as someone else, you're in the same boat. To get the ball rolling simply means to start a conversation or an activity. And for going above and beyond in making a connection, you go the extra mile. Maybe by actively listening for small details, offering a personalized follow-up, or just making that genuine effort. These idioms aren't just, you know, for sounding native. They're tools for deeper engagement.
They absolutely are. They add a vital layer of naturalness and, I'd say, strategic depth to your conversations. They signal that you're comfortable and adept in professional settings.
Okay, let's get really practical now. How do you actually do this? It can feel a bit daunting, can't it? But the source material breaks down the process nicely into three stages: initiating, maintaining, and exiting gracefully.
Yes, it's a very practical three-part approach. So when initiating small talk, the first step is always to observe the situation. Look for cues in your environment, the event, the people, the context to choose a relevant opener.
Right. Situational awareness.
Exactly. Then use a friendly greeting and a well-chosen opening line. Something like, good morning, how are you finding the workshop so far? Or, hello, I'm your name. Is this your first time at this conference? Finally, make a relevant comment or ask an open-ended question that invites more than a one-word answer. I really enjoyed the last presentation. What did you think? Or maybe, I hear you're based in Berlin. I've always wanted to visit. What's it like? And crucially, always listen and respond actively. Show genuine interest with follow-up questions. Don't just wait for your turn to talk.
Okay, good point. And once you've started, how do you maintain and deepen the conversation without it feeling like, well, an interrogation?
Right, that's key. This is where you actively look for and try to find common ground. Look for those shared interests or viewpoints that help bridge the gap. Oh, you work in healthcare IT as well. That's interesting. I've been involved in a similar project recently. Use those open-ended questions we talked about to encourage more detailed responses rather than simple yes-no answers like, what's your take on the latest trends in remote work? Or how did you get started in your field?
Mm-hmm.
Remember to share something about yourself too. Make the exchange more personal and balanced. Maybe a brief anecdote or a relevant experience of your own.
Yeah, meet balance.
Definitely. And use responsive expressions and show empathy. Things like, that must be a rewarding experience, or I can imagine that's quite a challenge. It shows you're listening and engaging emotionally. And then, when the time feels right, smoothly transition to professional topics. Use the small talk as that bridge to the business discussion.
Makes sense. And then the art of the graceful exit. This is just as important as starting, isn't it? You want to leave a positive, lasting impression, and maybe even leave the door open for future interaction.
It truly is. You want to leave them feeling positive about the interaction, not like you just abruptly cut them off. Use polite phrases that signal a natural close. It's been a real pleasure chatting with you. I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Yeah.
Or if you genuinely need to move on, something like, I'd love to continue this conversation, but I see the next session is about to begin. If you want to continue the discussion later, a phrase like, let's touch base later, I'd like to hear more about your experiences, is perfect for that. Or simply, I'm sure we'll have a chance to speak again during the networking session. It's about respecting their time and your own gracefully.
But it's not a one-size-fits-all playbook, is it? We touched on this earlier, but culture plays a huge role in how small talk is perceived and conducted. Missteps here can really impact rapport, can't they?
Absolutely. Small talk norms differ significantly across cultures, and being unaware can lead to misunderstandings. For instance, in places like the US, UK, and Australia, small talk is very common, often expected before diving into business. However, in Germany, Scandinavia, or Japan, conversations might be more direct, more formal. Small talk is typically briefer and maybe more focused on the business at hand.
Okay.
In Latin America and Southern Europe, you might find personal questions and warm greetings are common. Relationships are often built before business truly commences. And in East Asia, politeness and indirectness are really key. It's generally best to avoid overly personal topics there. The best tip, really, is when in doubt, observe and try to mirror the style of others around you.
Good advice. Observe and adapt.
Yes. And if you're still unsure about a topic, just stick to neutral ground like the event itself, travel, or work. Those are usually safe bets anywhere.
Right. So we've covered a lot of what to do, but what about the common mistakes? What are the pitfalls professionals often fall into that our listeners should try to avoid?
Ah, yes, the pitfalls. There are a few key ones that can quickly derail your efforts to build rapport. First, being overly personal. As we discussed, definitely avoid those sensitive topics. Family issues, religion, politics, money, they're just too risky in most professional settings.
Got it.
Second, talking too much about yourself. Remember, balance. The goal is a conversation, not a monologue. Listen as much as, if not more than, you speak. Small talk is a two-way street.
Crucial.
Third, using slang or jokes that may not translate well or might be misunderstood. Keep your language clear, relatively neutral, and professional, especially in international contexts. Avoid ambiguity. Fourth, missing cultural cues. This could be body language, tone of voice, or subtle signals of interest or discomfort. Pay attention. And finally, forgetting names or important details mentioned earlier. Make an effort to remember and use names correctly. It shows respect, attention, and that you value the individual you're speaking with.
That's a great list of things to watch out for. Okay, let's try to put all these pieces together now with a real-world kind of scenario from the source material. Imagine Maria, a project manager from Italy, is at a conference in Singapore. She meets Ahmed, an operations specialist from Egypt, during a coffee break. Let's listen for the natural flow and maybe some of those C1-level expressions at play.
Okay, this is a perfect illustration of effective small talk in action. Let's walk through it. Maria might start with, "Hello, I'm Maria from Florence. How are you finding the conference so far?" Simple, event-based.
Right, and Ahmed could reply.
"Hi, Maria. I'm Ahmed. It's been really interesting, though I'm still adjusting to the time zone a bit. Relatable. Adds a personal touch."
Then Maria could say,
"Oh, I can relate. The sessions are great, though, especially that panel on supply chain innovation." She shares her experience and links it to the event.
Okay, and Ahmed builds on that.
Absolutely. I actually work in logistics, so it was very relevant for me.
Uh-huh.
And you. He confirms common ground and asks about her.
Maria clarifies her role.
"I manage cross-border projects, so these discussions are very useful for me too." Reinforces the shared professional interest.
And then Ahmed uses an idiom.
"Ah, Sounds like we're pretty much in the same boat then. Maybe we could touch base after this session and share some ideas. Uses idioms naturally and suggests a follow-up.
Perfect. And Maria closes warmly.
I'd love that. Enjoy the rest of your coffee. Polite confirms the plan. Graceful mini-exit.
See how all those elements came together there? They both used event-based openers. They established common ground supply chain. International projects used idioms like in the same boat and touch base naturally. And then they ended that short chat gracefully with a clear follow-up suggestion. It really is a kind of masterclass in C1-level professional interaction.
It really is. It shows you how seamlessly all these insights can and should integrate into a real-world exchange. It doesn't have to feel forced.
Exactly. So, thinking about our listeners, what does this all mean for your next professional interaction? How can you apply this immediately to boost your business English and your networking skills?
Well, the source material provides some excellent, very actionable steps. First, prepare and practice. Have several versatile openers and responses ready for common business situations, conferences, meetings, networking events. Second, actively role play different small talk scenarios, maybe with peers or language partners. You could simulate an event or challenge yourselves to find common ground with various personalities. Practice makes perfect, or at least more comfortable.
Active practice.
Third, make it a habit to actively learn and use new idioms and expressions each week. Try to integrate them into your everyday conversations, not just save them for special occasions. Fourth, observe authentic business networking. Watch videos, maybe attend online events, and see how these techniques are used in action, paying attention to different cultural contexts. And finally, reflect after each networking event you attend. Ask yourself, what worked particularly well? What could I do differently next time to enhance connection? This reflection is really key to continuous improvement.
That's great advice. So this has been a really insightful deep dive, hasn't it? Highlighting that mastering small talk is not just a social nicety, it's a genuine business advantage, especially at the C1 level. It enables you to break the ice effectively in new situations, establish that crucial common ground with diverse professionals, and build the kind of rapport that leads to trust and collaboration. Ultimately, it really sets you up for more effective business communication, and well, it opens doors you might not even realize are there.
Absolutely. And maybe a final thought to leave you with. Think about the last time a seemingly casual conversation opened a door for you professionally. Maybe it led to a project, an insight, a valuable contact. Now imagine, how much more could you potentially achieve by consciously mastering this skill? And on that note, we really encourage you to visit lingexam.com. You can study more valuable content on this topic and explore loads of other resources there to boost your business English.
Yes, please do. This has been Business English Vocabulary and Expressions, brought to you by lingexam.com. Until next time, keep exploring and keep connecting.